podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised.
Drums, please!
It's Alicia Unleashed, episode 28. I'm here with B-Side.
What?
28. That's how old my sister is.
Wow.
Wow. So this podcast can be dedicated to Celia.
All right.
Wait, is she 27? She...
I know math is hard for you.
I know. It is very hard. I hate math. Nope. How old is Celia? No, she was born in 88. So she's 26. She's going to be 27. So she's not yet. So, yeah, she is.
Excellent.
I don't know. But I believe she is. Because in the year 2018, yeah, she is. She is 28. Because in 2018, she'll be 30 minus 2, 16. That would be, yep, she's 28. Okay. All right. All for Celia. Listen, shut up, okay? I'm horrible. I know it. It's the way it is.
Math is hard.
I don't like math. Math makes my head hurt.
Yeah.
Like, for reals.
Although I can figure out math. I'm like, okay, I got $5 left. I can get me a medium macchiato at Dunkin' Donuts. And I can still have $2 left over. Perfect.
There you go. So, tonight is first of all, it's Saturday.
It is Saturday.
Because we have, obviously, nothing better to do.
I feel like we had stuff to do. We planned this. No, I hijacked this, is what I did. It's pretty much.
No, I had Talia is working, Tyler is here, and we cooked on the grill, which we'll get into. And we had food, and you live next door, so why not just have Bridget come over? I mean, right. Tyler loves having you here. And then all of a sudden, why not have a podcast?
Yeah, you literally just said 5 minutes ago, want to have a podcast? I'm like, why not? I mean, we already did our thing with the food and stuff, yeah. So, you know, I'm not going to sit there and watch Grey's Anatomy with you anymore, so.
I don't have, oh wait, is it over?
Yes.
Okay, the season's done.
I don't even watch it, and I know that.
I only DVR everything. I don't watch TV.
You should understand, just like the opening song, it's summertime. All the summer TV shows are on.
Which I don't really know what that means because I don't really watch TV. I DVR everything.
But American Ninja Warrior?
No.
What?
I don't watch that. What's summer? Like, what's happening? Like
American Ninja Warrior, Wipeout.
Oh, Wipeout show on?
Wipeout will be coming back. MasterChef. You know.
Oh, okay. And MasterChef Kids, I love that one.
Yeah,
that
one's awesome. Camp Cutthroat Kitchen's coming back.
I don't know what that is.
It's on the Food Network channel. You should really get into Cutthroat Kitchen. You'll die.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like it's summertime because of what's happening outside the past couple weekends. We've only had like one and maybe a half beach day in the past.
That's how you determine a weekend is if it's a beach day. Or yeah. That it's summer.
I can't go during the week. But it's going to be summer. Technically, it's going to be summer. My air quotes for the people who can't see.
All of them. Me, I'm on fire! Joey already hates this podcast.
Joey, like seriously.
Don't
like
worry, that. Joey. I'm coming for you.
And it's just, I just hate when it's rainy and it just doesn't, like, it should just be summer already.
I mean, the thing is, like, I think summer starts when Fiesta's here.
Oh,
like,
God.
I feel like that is a defining factor.
Oh, Lord.
And it also rained pretty much all of Fiesta last year. Or was drizzling.
Which is very rare. I mean, usually it does always rain a day of Fiesta, but it's very
which
rare.
Which is my favorite, because that means half the assholes are gone.
That rained?
Yeah. It means less people out there, which is my favorite.
So, a PSA for Fiesta. I'm going out this year.
That is definitely a PSA. Public service announcement.
Yeah. So, my ass is going out for the first time in my life.
Where are you going? Who are you going with? What are you doing?
I'm not going anyone in particular.
I was going to say, isn't Darcy back in town that day?
No. We were trying to get her to come back in July so all the kids could get together. We could have a big cookout. You know, that sort of thing happening. But I don't know. I just know that I will be out. I do have friends that go everywhere. And I will make an appearance this year. So,
all right.
Which is, everyone that knows me knows that that's out of my character. But fuck it, tour 2016! That's what's happening.
Boom.
So, awesome. So, let's talk about our current events, actually. Yesterday was Muhammad Ali's funeral. We did fail to mention that he had passed on our last podcast.
Twice. The last two podcasts.
But one's a lost episode.
That is true.
Yeah, because we're not airing 26.
Rest in peace, 27.
26.
26.
We're not airing. Well, we could air
26. We could rest in peace 27, too.
No.
We'll go there.
26. Yeah, I mean, I could bust it out, 26. No. I could bust it out.
A little bit. Give it a little.
I'm going to give it a little, couple more months.
Let it marinate.
Maybe a couple more years. Before we bust out 26. Though. It was awesome. Joey's trying to convince me to only do the half because it didn't get really bad and raunchy until the second half after Kyle left.
I'm sorry. What part of raunchy was...
I guess not
raunchy. Well, it wasn't raunchy because, I mean, Kyle's the one that brought up her vagina. So, you know, if what we said afterwards was raunchy, then... I should become a nun.
All right, no, not raunchy. I meant like not inappropriate or...
It was extreme.
Bad timing, extreme.
It was interesting timing.
Very interesting timing.
The stars and universe aligned.
Lord, seriously. So anyway, Muhammad Ali's funeral was yesterday.
Yes.
Which what brought us back to making our... opening song, Will Smith, because Will Smith was one of his pallbearers because he did one of his movies. He portrayed him in Ali, which was probably one of the most amazing movies that Will Smith has ever done. Although I am a huge fan of Will Smith. I love him, but that was pretty amazing. Actually, just as amazing, next to when Jamie Foxx
did Ray.
Mm. That was a pretty intense movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. Those are two, like,
I feel great. Like Joaquin Phoenix with Johnny Cash in Walk the Line.
That was good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was pretty good.
Yeah, and I don't know, they never had any, per se, movie, like, big box movies about Marilyn Monroe, but they have miniseries of Marilyn Monroe's life, and I don't know who.
Wasn't it my Day with Marilyn or My Life with Marilyn? That was an Oscar nominated movie.
They did a big box movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I didn't see that.
I think it was like My Day with Marilyn.
Really?
I'll get on my phone and look it up because I know Joey loves when I get on my phone. Hold on.
And you know what he also loves?
What?
Google it for me or whatever that thing is. Let me Google that for you.
Yeah.
It's an actual, like...
It's a passive-aggressive way of saying, you could do this too.
Right. Well, let me Google that for you.
Listen, I got through 4 years working at a property management company Googling stuff. My boss would be like, how do you do this? I'm like, hold on a second. Click, 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 click. Oh, this is how you do it. Oh my God, you're so smart. I'm like, yeah. I'm just faster at Google than you are. Love you, Benjamin.
So, when we're talking about more current events, so Christina Grimmie?
Yes.
From The Voice?
Yes.
What season? Season 3?
6.
Season 6.
Just happened.
So, talk about who she is and kind of, you know, the whole deal.
So, by the way, going back, it's My Week with Marilyn, and Michelle Williams played Marilyn Monroe.
Get out!
Yeah.
Michelle Williams?
Yeah.
From Dawson's Creek.
She was nominated.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
It was only, it was a, oh.
It was a box office.
Interesting.
I mean, it wasn't a blockbuster, but it was. All right,
I'm going to look it up.
It was one of those independent movies.
All right, 2011.
Yeah.
All right, I'll look it up.
So Christina Grimmie was a YouTube star, and I know her from a friend of mine, what up, Miriam, that had introduced me to her and said, you know, post, you know, everyone posts videos on Facebook. No one, like, posts anything anymore. Everything's like a share. She had shared a video of her, and I was like, wow, she's really good. I downloaded her EP, and then she got
what's an EP?
It's not a LP, which, so it's not a full record. It's just like four or five songs of like 12 or 13 songs.
Okay.
So she was on The Voice, which is a TV show that you do not watch.
No. Although I do know it's Christina Aguilera and Blake Shelton.
Yes, Christina Aguilera has been in there. Usher was in there as well. Yes, and Shakira and Adam Levine. She was on Adam Levine's team, and she was the third runner-up. But she was still super successful. She had done an amazing cover of Lil Wayne's How to Love.
We should have done that for the opener.
Well, we could do that at the closer.
All right, let's do that at the closer, because I would love to hear that song. Because I love that song.
And so apparently last night at a concert, she was an opening act. She was doing a meet and greet with 120 of her fans. And a deranged fan walked up to her and shot her.
That's so crazy. How did they even get through? How did they even get through with the gun?
I don't know about, like, the reports. Seriously. I don't, because it was in Florida. It was in Orlando. I don't know where exactly she was located, but apparently her brother tackled the gunman and the gunman killed him. He still was able to hold on to one of the two guns he had and killed himself.
Like, seriously. Like, we, you know, if you go to the Garden here, there is no way. You go through a metal detector. You are patted down. They are going through your purse. Like, you cannot get to a concert or anything in Boston for sure without any of that happening. So the fact that that is even a thing that people can get through with two guns.
There was also a shooting at Dallas Love yesterday too. A guy went into the baggage carousel and shot up the place, and everyone ran through security, and they had to kill him. And the thing is that there's security footage of him arguing with a woman outside of the airport, and he went in with a gun. And, you know, it's in this day and age, you have to be very vigilant of what's going on. If some commotion is happening, I always assume there's a gun. Maybe because I lived in Oakland and I had a gun pulled on me.
Yeah, you've been a victim of stuff. So.
I've been a victim of violent crimes. I've been a victim of silent crimes too.
Right.
You know, you have. I hate to say that you have to live in a paranoid state nowadays, but I mean, just look at that. People were just going to see someone that's not really super famous and had to witness that. Not only that, like, these people witness that. That's going to affect them.
Of course.
Even though you're like, oh, whatever. Like, you know, people die all the time.
No, that's insane.
Things are going to be super affected. Like, you do not know what it's going to do to somebody.
Right.
And you just got to be very careful. That's why I also love... I don't love Fiesta. And I'm personally okay with staying on the outskirts of it. It's not because I want an escape plan or be like, oh, my God. But I do not like the chaos factor. If something goes down,
chaos.
I don't want to be there.
Right.
I don't want to be in the middle of it.
Right. And there's been known chaos. I mean, the past couple of years. I mean, it's made the news.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, what do you think's gonna happen when you have people walking around drunk for 4 days?
Well,
this is straight up fact. This is not stigma. Oh, that's what people think Fiesta is. No, bitches, that's what it is. When you grow up and in this town, and you know the people that you know, that's what it is. Like, unfortunately, like, yes, I understand, like, trust me, I understand the spiritual side of it, the St. Peter's and all of everything else that goes with it, and the statue and the prayers, and I get it, okay? But let's step into actual reality and what happens for 21 and over after
it's
8
p.m. It's not even the 21 and over. It's the young kids that are
doing it. I know, the young kids, but it's happening outside the bars.
But it's also the thing is to... I mean, I hate to say that it's all local because there are people that do come to town when there's big events like this.
And here's the thing. You want to know what it is? It's the local people starting trouble with the out-of-towners. It is very easy. Well,
I haven't been here enough to experience that since,
right?
You know, I was a
teenager, I've experienced it. I've seen it. But let's be real. Come on. Let's get real for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You can spot an out-of-towner a million miles away. Everyone knows everyone.
Just because someone has a fanny pack does not mean they're an out of towner.
No, you know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
People spot out of towners, and we have such losers in this city that go to Fiesta, and I don't give a fuck right now. I really don't, because I'm speaking fucking hard truth right now.
And I'm making faces.
Okay, I'm speaking truth. They'll look at them and be like, they're not from here. They don't belong here. Let's pick a fight. Trust me. I've been on that side. I've seen it many a times. I'm not trying to take away what Fiesta is really about. I'm just real talk right now. That's what I'm about. Okay?
It's fair.
Right?
Absolutely.
No one talks about this side of it.
No. Because, you know, it doesn't bring a good light to the city.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Which is...
Well, oh, I'm sorry. Am I being too real right now?
I mean, no. We're being real enough because, let's face it, everyone knows when you say Fiesta, we aren't going down there to see the blessing of the statue. I mean, you are family tradition.
I've done all of it.
Yeah.
I've done all the traditions. I've done it. I've grown up with it. I get it. I've done it. But I also know the other side of it.
You know what my tradition was when I was growing up?
What?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, eat a potato. Because I'm Irish. Let's just remember.
Half this town is Irish.
Yeah, well.
We have half this town is.
No, it's just this hill. This is the area.
This is Portugy Hill.
Yeah.
We're on Portugy Hill.
Yeah, but Irish still live here, man. Irish still live here.
So, I don't know if this coincides. This just coincides in general PSA. You were talking about, let's bring it back a little bit. We were talking about different crimes, and you were talking about silent crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it does exist, and we're going to bring light to it. We're not saying this happens, like,
here.
We're just saying it just happens in life in general. But we're talking about people slipping drugs into your drink. Actually, mm-hmm. You know, Bridget just let me know. It happens in liquid form. So I am very, you know, I guess I would say I'm naive and aloof to this part because I think, oh, it's a pill. And you could see the pill, you know, kind of bubbling up. And it's actually not. You said that there are drugs that are liquid form.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So date rape drug comes in liquid form now.
Well, Rohypnol and GHB are liquid forms, yes.
Interesting. Okay.
You know, obviously coming from, you know, that case in California where that swimmer just got 6 months for actual rape,
right,
of an unconscious woman. You know, of course, the whole media is up in arms about it. And, of course, people have the... Don't dress this way. Be mindful of this. Watch your drink at all times. Don't let someone get you a drink. You know, not every time is it meant for a sexual reason. Sometimes people can do it to mess with you. And it's untraceable. It's undetectable in your drink.
Right.
You just... If something's going on, or if you see someone that's noticeably creepy, or you notice something with the bartender, keep an eye on your friends. Keep an eye on yourself. If you recognize or realize that something's wrong with you, tell somebody.
Right.
Say, I don't feel right. Something's wrong. You know, one or two drinks in, okay. But if you have a first drink and then by the second drink you're running around screaming at the top of your head, like trying to rip stuff and like losing your mind, you could be having a problem.
Right. This, out of the ordinary this, behavior that your friends would know, like, hey, you're on your second drink. Like, obviously, a lot of right. people would not act like that just on their second
and this
drink.
Goes, and this is not just for women. This goes for men as well.
There's crazy bitches out there.
And
if they're mad at somebody.
And not to say, yeah, and not to say that this happens in Gloucester. But it is becoming more... more normal thing to do. I've had the unfortunate experience of experiencing it a few times, and people's comments to me is like, well, you should be more careful of yourself. Listen, you don't know that that's going to happen. You could be with people that you trust. It could be put in their drink thinking that someone, that they're drinking it, and they give it off, pass it off to you, not knowing that it's in there. You don't know. I've been very fortunate in a sense to not have certain things, like I'm not dead, we'll say that. And actually this is the first time I've actually talked about it in a sense. But since things are coming up, it is a real thing. It's scary because it's just like going to the dentist and getting knocked out for your wisdom teeth. You lose everything. You wake up and not realize what's happened. Right. And it's untraceable. Unless you know that something's really super wrong and you're able to get to the hospital, it literally disappears from your system.
But, like, what would even the hospital do? Like,
they'd be able to test you
to
see what it is.
Okay.
And there's actually these students, I think at MIT, that are working on a nail polish that...
I've heard about
this.
If
you drop something on this particular nail polish...
It'll change color, right?
Yes. So, you know, if you're recognizing that... And I know that, like, when you're all drinking, you're all having a great time, you're like, woohoo, buddies, you're having a great time. If you honestly know that something's wrong and it's out of character for your friend to start acting like that, you need to be mindful. I'm not saying this... I'm also saying this to the... you know, the younger kids too, because I feel like they don't know the dangers and, you know, don't want to put like a downer on this thing, but it is a real thing. And a lot of people hang out in the shadows and don't talk about it. And I think that in this day and age, it is important to speak about it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Because technology, different drugs are becoming more and more advanced. Like, I didn't know it was a liquid thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of crazy.
Yeah. So,
way to get going, Bridge.
You know, I feel like...
No, it's important.
It is. And it's I feel like important. It's better for us to talk about it in this episode instead of having, like, a round table of everybody here.
Right.
You know, and bring the whole group down.
Well, let's bring it down a little bit further. Let's talk about male fat shaming.
Yeah.
Right.
We've been known to do that. Because people without faces were coming for you.
So, lately in the news, okay, so if anyone remembers back in 2007, 2008, 2009, the show Prison Break, which was...
Or the Mariah Carey We Belong Together video. Let's just be real.
The Mariah Carey We Belong Together.
Tell me you know what I'm talking about right now. Okay, continue with what you're saying.
Okay, because I don't remember things. Like, I am like Dory, Finding Dory. I don't remember things. I have, like, short-term memory loss. I don't get it. Don't spill your wine everywhere.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Don't spit it everywhere, I mean. So, Wentworth Miller, the hot, hot guy in Prison Break... was just recently all of a sudden like, and here's what I didn't really understand. Like, this guy has been off the radar since 2009, and then all of a sudden there's like pictures of Wentworth Miller all over social media that he had gained a lot of weight. Now if you remember Prison Break, he's known to be this very stealth, just human specimen, really. Mm-hmm. And now it looks like he had gained maybe 50-60 pounds, and people were all over him about it. Well, you know me, I like a bigger guy anyway, it doesn't matter to me, but I don't care, you know, how big people are, honestly. But he actually came out and said that he gained that much weight because of depression.
Mm-hmm. And he was actually suicidal.
Yeah.
And when these photos were taken that had been, they surfaced before like social media became this thing, they had been taken. And then all of a sudden when he actually wrote on it, because he started to see memes about himself, and because Prison Break is coming back in
2014, I know, oh my God, I'm so excited!
He decided to address the situation and say that when those photos were taken, he was suicidal, and he was depressed, and he was eating, and he had gained the weight.
Right.
And that fat shaming is a real thing amongst men and women. And that it was not okay to fat shame somebody because you don't know what their life is. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know what they've been through,
right,
in a sense. And so he had a beautiful article about it.
People do, not only do they do it to men, but after women have babies, they do it to them too. Jessica Simpson,
mm-hmm.
Kim yep. Kardashian,
Kelly Clarkson.
I mean, after even they have babies, they do that. And I'm like, are you all set? Like, what is wrong in your brain for you to like do that? And it's like, I don't get it.
So not only with Wentworth Miller, but within the last week, what's also been trending is Axl Rose has asked the internet and Google to take down the fat Axl memes and fat Axl photos of him, saying that at a time in his life, it was a bad time, and that those photos should be removed. And it's really kind of hard to do that because Beyonce had also asked Google to have photos removed of her from that Super Bowl where she made all those weird faces. And
oh, give me a break.
Well, I mean, if you made those faces and it was all over the internet, would you be happy?
Well, then don't make those faces.
Well, I mean, she was in the middle of dancing.
She's a professional. It's going to happen. And what's
right. But the thing is that the people on the internet don't care. People on the internet, like trolls, internet trolls, people don't care. They will make their own decisions about what they feel your life is.
Of course. So, that's the part of being in the public eye, unfortunately.
Well,
because you have so many haters.
But also, there is a well-known podcaster by the name of Marc Maron who interviewed Barack Obama recently and brought podcasts to the mainstream, in a sense, because of this one podcast that Obama did, which podcasts have been around since 2008, because I've been listening since 2008. Marc Maron, I was listening to a podcast he did with somebody, and he is a comedian, and you should know him from the WTF podcast, and also the Maron Show, and he was anorexic.
Huh.
A male anorexic, which was shocking to me, because I'm like, oh, I don't necessarily realize that men can have that issue, too.
Men have bulimia, and they're anorexic.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been around the anorexia, but I've been around men that are bulimic.
Yeah.
And it's a thing. Mm-hmm. It's a real thing. Mm-hmm. It's serious. And, yeah, I mean, I was just as shocked, and that was, I was introduced to that 16 years ago. It's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just not as talked about.
And I wonder why. Like, why is that? Like, I mean, it's one, even Rob well, you don't know, but even...
Let's just talk about the Kardashians.
Well, we'll talk about that later. No. But even Rob Kardashian, he had gained some weight, and the internet and the media just got all over him, and he went radio silent and was like, you know, why do we do that to people? Right. Why do you care what other people are doing?
This goes into your whole thing that we were talking about. Why do we believe some people and why do we don't? So
right.
In our podcast, I think it was a Lost podcast.
Yeah.
We talked about Johnny Depp and we talked about his accusations coming out from his wife or girlfriend?
Wife.
About him beating her. Yeah. And pretty much everyone, social media, everyone you could think of doesn't believe it.
No, and everyone's bringing it up like, she's crazy, she's got all these 911 calls, all this stuff.
Did she really have 911 calls?
She has like a 911 call. Actually, she was arrested recently for domestic disturbance.
She was?
Yes, this past week. And it's like, okay, why is social media, why is the media not getting on Johnny Depp for everything? Is it because he's considered what? Like, why? Like, the same thing.
They're pretty much going to be sweeping it under the rug and moving on. Like, because nobody believes it. Right. But yet, Bill Cosby.
I mean.
We're believing it. It's hard for me to believe.
I mean, I think the reason why is because he portrayed such an iconic character as our upbringing, in a sense. But I was talking to you, and I was actually talking to my boss about this yesterday. You know, with Quaaludes is apparently what he was giving women. Quaaludes were a thing back in the 70s and 80s. And actually, Hugh Hefner's ex-girlfriend had said that...
Which one? He said
Holly.
1,000.
Holly.
Okay.
Holly, who was part of the Girls Next Door. She was, like, the last one to leave. She had said in her memoir, Down the Rabbit Hole, that she would have to take Quaaludes just to get to bed with him. Like she would take them herself. So it's like, it's this weird thing where we believe one person or we prosecute one person, but we're not believing another person. Not to say that Johnny Depp may be innocent in all this. He might have had a temper. Who knows? It's just one of those weird things where social media or media and society decides to pick who and...
Yeah, we pick and choose. Exactly. Isn't that weird?
It is weird. It's very weird. And this is why, like, I hate society right now.
Yeah, society kind of sucks.
We are living... And you know, I'm sure, like, Europe and all that, all those other countries have their own scandals and own issues and stuff like that. But I feel like America, we are doomed right now. Like, I think we all need to, like, get off social media and just let
the countries are laughing at us right now. Let's just face it.
You know, and I mean, I'm gonna bring up Tyler wanting to make sure that his passport's in check.
He's very serious
about if the seventh gate of hell opens up and the apocalypse happens in November, I'm 100% confident that something bad is going to happen. Because other countries are coming.
Other countries are laughing.
They're coming for us.
They're like, are you... You're,
they're waiting.
Is this, like, really what's happening to America right now?
To be honest with you, I think America is just going to implode on itself. And we're just going to go into this dystopian lifestyle and be the fucking Hunger
Games. Are you kidding me? They'll be a peach so fast because the American people that vote them in would just be so stupid. It's ridiculous. But we're not going to go... But that's neither here nor there. But it is kind of here. Well, guess we'll have to cross that bridge if it ever happens. Mm-hmm. Hope to God it won't. So we were talking about the Kardashians. And don't laugh at me.
I am going to laugh at
you. Don't. Okay, so first of all.
I call it bullshit.
Okay, everybody has to know. I don't follow shit. I don't know. Like, I love reality TV, but I pick and choose
what I
want.
Which is amazing to me that you don't know this.
I don't know the Kardashians.
I don't believe
the only one I kind of really know is the one who's married to Kanye.
Her name is Kim.
The cute guy, Rob, because of the whole fat and skinny thing, and I think he's hot no matter what. If you put one in front of me right now, I wouldn't know. So the other day, Ellen had Best of the Kardashians on.
Which I deleted from my DVR before even playing it.
Oh, we played the whole thing.
Nope, absolutely not. So
I'm watching it, and Khloe, she's married to the guy in a coma?
No. So at the time, she was married to Lamar Odom, who was an NBA player.
He's in a coma, right?
Not anymore.
Oh, he's not. Okay.
He was found at a whorehouse. Doing 8 balls, crack, heroin, all that jazz, and went into a coma.
I wonder why he went into a coma.
And
that's weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
That could be the drugs.
And then he came out of it after like a few months of being on it. And apparently he's back on the drugs, but
he doesn't remember anything.
They're
divorced.
Well, yes. But she's still sticking with him, even though she's dating someone new. She says she will always love him and she will help support him. She's the one that pretty much got him, like, healthy and paid for doctors, paid for private rooms, you know, pretty much paid everyone off not to take any photos of him. And one photo did slip out and they went after them so hard.
So basically in her Ellen episode, she talks about her book and her... I can't remember.
Oh, would you like me to pull up my Amazon?
Yeah, you would. Yes. Yeah. So anyway, so this is we're going somewhere with this. So she talked about her book, and basically she's like, I wrote this book because I've been through some hard times. I've been through.
She was also fat shamed because she was not looking like the rest of her sisters, and she was considered fat shamed as well.
And she's tall. And basically was talking about, hey, you know, people ask me how to get through life in these difficult times. How do I have such a positive attitude? I've been through divorce. I've been through this. I've been through that. And how do I keep through these difficult times? And so she wrote a book about it. So it's, I'm assuming it's like a self-motivator or like a feel-good, positive book about how you get through difficult times in your life, which is something that I'm very interested in at this time. So I right now hold Bridget's Kindle, which I don't even, I mean, it's what? Kindles are so 1999.
No, they're very, very.
Even though with the iPads and iPods.
Well, yeah.
Because really, Kindles,
because with iPads, they're e-readers. They're still considered e-readers. People read iBooks and stuff like that. So my Kindle that you currently have.
Which I've read some great books. You have some great shit on there.
Yeah. Is older. It's an older book, but I personally would prefer that one over the one I do have because of the blue lights that are in it. It kind of like radiates all that. Same thing with your cell phone. Why are you not supposed to have your cell phone next to your bed and whatnot? Seriously, every time?
Yeah, every time. He just wants us to feed him because he knows we have all sorts of food.
So this Kindle, like the battery life on it's phenomenal. But
yes, it is awesome.
I didn't even pay attention. I looked at my bank account and I was like, I knew I had more money than this. Didn't really be like, okay, whatever. I was like, all right, I'll roll with it. And then I get a text message from Alicia saying, oh my God, I just bought a book and realized what happened. I canceled it in time. And I was like, huh? I'm like, oh, okay, yes, because my Kindle is linked to my Amazon account.
I didn't know that.
I'm still not even processing where my money went. I get home, you know, I do my own thing. I'm getting ready for bed. I turn on my Rock Clock, which is the Rock app.
I love that.
And I get an email from Amazon that says, Strong looks better naked.
Yes, Strong looks better naked.
By Khloe Kardashian has been purchased. And I'm like, excuse me? And then I see that Amazon's really good about, oh, just kidding, here's your refund information. So I scheduled a text message to Alicia because at the time it was like 10:15 at night.
And you know I'm sleeping at 10:15
at night. I did. And so it sent it at 8:03 in the morning and
said, good!
You know, and said, so you bought a Kardashian book? It's one thing you buy a book off my Amazon. It's another thing when it's a Kardashian book.
I'm so excited. I'm going to read that.
Now, I will say this. If I actually cared about the Kardashians, Khloe would probably be my favorite. Because Khloe is a badass. And she clowns on her sisters all the time and her mother. And it's amazing. But I was like, a Kardashian book? Still not over this. And then I get over here tonight and I'm like, I still can't believe you bought a Kardashian book. And you said, I don't even know who that is. And I almost dropped the mic. Was like, what did you just say to me? I don't believe you.
I don't follow the Kardashians, but I saw it on Ellen. I like feel good books. And so I thought it would be a good one to
read. Hey, you know what? That's fine.
Reading's very new to me, okay?
It has
to be very interested.
And this
interested.
Is why you don't understand how a Kindle works or that it's attached to someone else's Amazon account.
I had no idea.
Where did you think that book was coming from? Did you enter a credit card?
I thought that I was going to. I thought that I could.
But did you enter a credit card?
No, because I bought it.
You were like, oh, let me buy this. And you're like, ta-da, I got a book.
No.
Yay me. Which is cool that you were starting to read, which I think.
No, I expected to say buy, and I expected to put credit card information in, which was my own. But instead, it just bought it.
Yeah. Oh, because it was already attached to an Amazon.
I didn't know that. I didn't know Kindles are attached to Amazon. I don't know. Why do you? I don't know.
You're so cute. You're so adorable.
No, stop. I don't know.
You're so pretty.
He's so nice. And now Tyler's like, Mom, really? I don't know.
You're almost as worse as Mom and Papa.
So you're telling me I'm almost as worse as a 70-year-old person and I'm half their age? So I'm bad. I should just, all, I'm 70 years old in a 34-year-old body, is that what you're saying?
Ooh, that's a deep cut, man. Wow. Watch what you say next, man. Wow. Watch what you say next.
So here we go. Let's talk about this then. Things that people do that you're shocked by. That, like, wow, you didn't know how to do that? Or wow, you do know how to do that, and wow, you're shocked. So, like, for instance, let's talk about a couple things that I've had to do on my own lately. Oh, here comes Tyler. He's sitting down.
All right.
Welcome, Tyler. A couple things that I've had to do by myself recently. Well, I've been buying my own trash bags and putting out the trash myself.
Congratulations.
Seriously, Tyler. Seriously, he just gave me two thumbs up. I Joey had, you know, had some grills, and I have a grill from Joey, and it's a Stokes grill, and it needs a propane tank, and I've never purchased a propane tank or had one refilled, and I've never attached one to a grill. And let's say that I am very scared when it comes to fire. Traumatized.
You and my mother would get along dirty.
Actually, traumatized would be a better lack of word. Came
home. I actually texted everyone I knew first, including you, asking if you knew how to put on a protein.
And I was in a meeting, so I apologize. That's okay. So I decided to try it myself, and I attached it and heard a hiss. I'm like, great, I'm gonna blow up. This is awesome. And I attached it and I secured it, and then I turned it on and nothing blew up and it turned on. I was like, oh my God, I just attached a propane tank. Hashtag single woman problems. So that's great.
Is it really single woman problems?
It is, because I've never had to do, I've never had to worry about a grill.
So side
how
note.
To hook up propane.
Okay.
To get a refill.
While
I've
we're
never
talking,
done
wait,
this.
Wait. Side note. Did you turn off the propane?
What do you mean?
You got to turn off the propane after
I
done
did. I did. Okay. I did. I know that much. I know how to work a grill.
Because as you started saying it, I'm like, this fear and panic just started running through
me.
I know how to do that.
Because I do know how to work a grill. I cook off the grill. I do know how to do that. I just never knew how to install a propane tank to it.
Fair enough.
That's all that was. And then there was something else. That
you went and finally did your own car wash. Like,
yes, I did my own car wash.
Like driving through the
I actually system. I have yeah, I'm very scared. So I actually went through the car wash. Mm-hmm. And that's probably because they don't have the tracks anymore.
Right.
I was very scared to like do the tracks, so I've never done that. And so I've never actually been through a car wash. So mm-hmm. I did that about a month and a half ago. Bless you, Tyler. I did that, and that was new for me. I never did that. And there, I feel like there's something else other than the propane tank. Mm-hmm. What did I do, Tyler? Anything different?
We did a lot of things today, Mom.
We did what we do. Anything I've never done before, though? We did do a lot of things today.
My arms are really bad from sneezing.
Did you just say your arms hurt from
sneezing? Is that a actual thing?
I don't think so.
No, it's not.
No. I don't know why your arms would hurt from sneezing.
There's a lot of things wrong with me. It's just one of the many.
One of the many.
Oh, let's open the floodgate because we are real here tonight.
As Tyler says, one of the many things wrong with me.
I think this is one of our more serious podcasts.
It's good. We have a lot of PSAs.
You know what? Because sometimes you can't be funny all the time. And I think you need to talk about real stuff. But continue, but Tyler. Bridget, talk about your problems.
But Bridget, what are some things that you do? People are like, oh my God, you do that?
I know how to use a gas-powered lawnmower. And I mow my very extreme mini dog park lawn, as you like to put it.
Yeah.
I do know how to operate a weed whacker and do the spindle and the wire on it.
I would probably, if I did a weed whacker, I'd probably cut my leg off.
You can wear shin pads. It'll be fine. So I do that. I also know how to use power drills.
What?
And, yeah. I know how to change a tire. I know how to change, like,
you
change.
Do?
Mm-hmm.
If you broke down the side of the highway, you could change your own tire?
I could, but I could also call AAA because I pay good money for AAA.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
But I know how to change tires. I know how to drag race. I also know
how to... I know how to do that. I mean, I'm
like, I seriously used to go to racing tracks in drag race with my Pontiac GTO.
Huh.
Yeah.
Let's race, Bridget. Let's race.
I know how to attach a propane tank.
I know how to do that now, too.
Congratulations. You did it all by yourself, too, because I was really scared. I was like, oh, shit, let me respond back to her. And then you were like, got it, thanks. I was like, all right.
I was so scared.
I was like, someone helped her. Good, good.
No, I did it.
And then, you didn't let me finish my talk. I was like, okay, good. She had someone come over and help her. And then you were like, I did it all by myself. I'm like, even better.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, that stuff knows.
Oh, that's what I did.
What is it?
I put in the ACs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, so.
You've never had to do that?
No. Why would I have to?
My dad does it all the time. He does it in Talia's room. Well, I found an extension cord for myself.
That's good.
Very gay. I'm good at finding things now, Mom. I don't just look at the fridge. I actually go.
Oh, do you look for things with your hands and not your eyes?
Yes, I
usually. Oh my God, isn't that an experience?
Like, I will stand up.
Game changer, ain't it?
Mom, where's the seltzer?
Yeah,
I wouldn't even bend down.
So a couple weeks ago. So ACs are something I've never had to do in my life. Honestly, I've never had to do an AC in my life.
This is so amazing to me.
Well, because I was married for a million years, right? So I don't have to do those things, right?
So I apologize to whoever marries me because I got this.
So I come home a few weeks
ago. I mean, I got a few things, but not all.
So I come home a few weeks ago and my AC in my bedroom mysteriously showed up. I have no idea, but it just kind of installed itself. And... And so we're just gonna...
Rosé is not good up the nose!
So then, last week, we knew it was gonna be... We were gonna have a hot day. It was gonna be 80 degrees on a hot day last week. And I am woman, hear me roar. Meow. And so...
It's not.
Hear me roar.
Meow!
It's like Katy Perry.
We're just gonna like tackle me in a second.
No.
So not for nothing. I had two
double negative.
We have two pretty good size ACs. I had to get them, so I got them from a closet that they're hidden behind this closet. So I had to actually
closet.
Yeah. So I actually had to go there, lift it, lift it high, like. Not for nothing. I'm pretty strong, okay?
Yeah.
So I installed the downstairs one, and then I went to Talia's room. Now you have to understand, we're like four floors up. So if I fuck this up, this AC is falling from like four floors onto a car.
I'm gonna hear that from my house.
Right. So I installed it halfway
because
I didn't know what else to do because I thought it was going to fall out the window.
Oh, yeah.
And then a couple days later, it mysteriously installed itself again. So technically, I have installed one and a half ACs.
You installed
one? I did that one.
You did the one in my room.
I did. Nice. Are you so proud of me?
Yeah.
I did it all by myself.
Wow.
Yes.
That's your room now?
Well, for the summer, he goes there because his room is, you know, not a room, really.
No, it's more of an alcove.
An alcove?
Alcove. Like,
it's a man cave.
There you go, man cave. Boy cave.
It's a boy cave.
It's a boy cave.
I am man. Man cave.
I am a man. Hear me roar.
Meow.
Aw, muffin.
Aw, muffin top.
What's with the fat shaming? Why are you calling muffin top?
Oh, I can't just say muffin top?
No.
Muffin top is not fat shaming. It's a cute
name.
It's a cute nickname.
Oh, I'll let you go with that because you clearly are not in 2016. But okay.
She said she was in the 90s. I feel like she's in the 80s. She's notable.
You think she's still stuck in the... What?
Kindle.
I mean, the 90s is like they didn't know what a Kindle was. Listen, the 90s didn't even have the internet. So let's focus on that. It was actually the information like superhighway.
Yeah, like 98, 99.
99 was when like... You had to still get a disc to get your internet. And if someone picked up the landline, which I know you don't know what that is.
Yes, I... No, I don't.
It would screw up your game system. If you had to pick up the house phone...
Not my game system.
Well, no, if you were trying to get on the internet and someone picked up the phone...
You'd be lost. You'd be in the middle of the game of like... All gone.
Not even games, because you could barely play games. Like... Chat rooms or like messaging. How about
that? Like baseball games on like my Nintendo app, and I never use, and I know how to hook it up.
Sure.
You like that?
Oh, you learned how to Netflix recently.
Yes,
too.
Tyler taught me to Netflix.
Yeah.
To the Netflix.
And use the Xbox to play a DVD, which was kind of complicated.
Yeah, that is kind of complicated.
Well, PS3.
Xbox 360 is not hard. PS3, not hard.
Well, whatever it was difficult for me, and let's just say I'm kind of advanced on the tech.
So,
kind of. Not all of it.
Now that I'm, like, recapping, like, all this stuff, are we saying that, like, I had someone to do everything for me?
Yes.
Yeah. That wasn't too bad. I'm
just gonna throw that out there. That's not necessarily a horrible thing. No, but do you feel kind of like
alive?
This kid is perfect. This kid is perfect.
I do.
But do you feel like oh my god, I can do this. I can do this.
I'm determined to do this. I'm very determined. I'm more determined now.
Okay.
I shovel, like we talked about this past winter. I had a shovel. Mm-hmm. We talked about, like, you have to understand, like, some of these things that
are
happening.
Was there winter? I mean.
Well, for the
winter. And I hate winter, and I hate summer.
For the winter we did have, I did have to shovel. So we're talking about seasonal things. Like, this is my first summer having a hookup. You know, things like that, or this is my first winter, I had a shovel. So there are seasonal things that will come up that I'll have to learn to do on my own.
Okay.
Or I'm teaching.
So
Tyler
is there something
well.
This summer that you want to accomplish? Like something you want to try to do? Like either something that you've never done before or never had to do. Is there something that you want to accomplish this summer?
Mount Everest is far. How about all the summits besides Mount Everest?
You want me to climb all the summits except
Mount
Everest?
Where do you think she's going to get this money to travel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I wonder if she has a shirt that says straight out of money.
This is because she bought that shirt.
Probably.
Boom! Love this kid. Love him.
Tyler's full of it.
Dude, he is on.
Tyler's on all the time. Tyler's on.
Must have been the goat cheese.
Yeah, from the cave. Goat cheese. I have been working out. My working out consists of different things. Go to the CrossFit in Beverly. Just started boxing again at Gloucester Boxing Club. Been trying to run. Go to the YMCA.
What? Huh? Where's that?
It's next to now CrossFit in Gloucester. Mm-hmm. It was around the corner. And they went to a new location, which is next to CrossFit.
I'm intrigued.
It's amazing. It's awesome. It's an all women's class.
Oh, cool.
And it's every Thursday at 6 and also 6 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Or, yeah, 6 p.m. And then Saturdays at 9 a.m. And Mary, who is one of my friends that waitress for us, she's been going consistently pretty much through, you know, since September last year. I started September, October, got back into it. I love it. But so I would say, like, I try to throw myself into things I don't like to do, which is I hate running. And I'm trying to run. I want to run my first 5K.
Are you going to do the Fiesta 5?
I am not trained to do the Fiesta 5 yet, but there's one on my birthday on August 4th. I think it's in Beverly, and maybe I could try for that. But I just want to push myself this summer to do different things that I've said I didn't like to do or do something different.
Nice.
Mm. Yeah.
I like it.
What are you going to do?
I want to learn how to shoot a gun.
I do too. I would, because I don't like, because I'm scared of guns. Mm-hmm. And that would be one thing I would want to do. And Kyle is...
We've talked about this.
Yeah, Kyle shoots guns, man.
Mm-hmm. My brother does as well. And he actually just got my niece kind of like a gun safety class and course and stuff like that. You know, but it's an interesting thing. I think I'm scared. I'm not scared of guns. I mean, I'm scared of guns anyway, because they are pretty much could be the end all be all within 3 seconds flat. Because I've experienced gun violence. You know, it would just be something, not necessarily to have one, but just to be able to know how it operates.
Right.
I'm very curious about certain things and like how stuff works, and I would like to experience that.
Right.
You know, also I want to go on a hike.
Where do you want to hike?
I don't know. I haven't even begun, but I wrote stuff down in my day planner. Okay. I wrote stuff down on my day planner a few months ago for the month of June, July, like in the notes section of things I want to accomplish this summer. Awesome. Try this summer.
Okay.
And hike. I want to go on the hike. I want to go up to a mountain range, like mountaintop and like mountain peak. My brother and sister-in-law and nephew and niece do them all the time.
Really?
Yeah. I want to try that. I also want to go to Vermont. I also want to go to Maine.
Oh, yeah. We have to bring you to Vermont.
I want to go to Maine. Like, I want to go to Maine and not Freeport, Maine, L.L. Bean in the middle of the night.
Oh, my God.
Kind of thing. I want to go to, like, experience Old Orchard Beach again. Like,
oh, yeah.
I haven't done that since sixth grade.
Me neither. Yeah. The band.
Yes.
Yes.
Where we had the exchange day.
Yes.
Oh my
that was
God.
Awesome.
It
that was
awesome. Yep. I remember we also went roller skating with the group afterwards.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There were some moments, I'll just say that. Strong Enough by Sheryl Crow will always stick in my brain for that day. It's weird. Just let it go, because at this point you should just roll with Bridget. But that kind of stuff. I want to go be a tourist somewhere. Like, somewhere that I've probably already been, and I'm like...
Go ahead, be a tourist in Salem.
Yeah, let's do it.
There's tons of shit in Salem.
I want to go to the Willows
Psychics.
Again.
Oh, I haven't been to Willows in years.
Well, let's do it. I
have some keychains.
My friend Rachel and Steve, hey guys, happy almost anniversary, got married in the Willows.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, with that gazebo?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was great. And, you know, their wedding pictures were phenomenal because they were playing, like, skee-ball and, like,
stuff
like that. But I used to go to the Willows even when I would fly home to visit. I'd go to the Willows.
Right. Yeah, I love the Willows.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Like I told you earlier, I was like, let's go to Canopy Lake. And you were like, it's small there. I'm like, yeah, but you can drink now, which you didn't know.
I had no idea.
Well, because we're 21 and over.
Yeah, I'm over 21 now.
So we could go and probably have a great time.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. And I said water country, but then I was like, oh, that is a big toilet. and there's going to be a lot of children.
I don't like children.
And I don't like children. I love you, Tyler.
I got you.
I only like my children. You know that. You know I only like
my
children.
Oh, my God.
Children.
Can I talk to you about, like, my personal hell? Market Basket. And they're screaming children?
There was a child in there that insisted on screaming like a T-Rex today, and his mother was like, that is not your inside voice, and he kept going, roar, roar, and crying, and I was like, please, please, I just came to get my kale and my lemon juice, that's all I wanted, that's all I needed, I came in here for, and then I was in line for 20 minutes, I'm like, this is my personal hell, because I have anxiety, and I'm like, Why is everyone... Why must you be so close to me in the line? Why are you in my bubble, dude? You smell. I'm like, ah! And then I got out of there. I'm like, ah, safe. And then I had to go to Shaw's. And it was more... It was calmer in Shaw's. But let's just say I was not at the Market Basket in Gloucester because I refused to go there. unless I'm high. No, just kidding. I don't do that. nope. 5-hour energy works great. But yes, that was my children.
Ugh. Tyler, what are you going to do this summer that's different or you want to do that's different? I can tell you, but you tell me.
I mean...
You're going to be doing what this summer that's different that you've never done before? You'll be a CIT at
Shut the front door.
You're going to be a what?
LIT leader in training, because I'm part of team leaders. And I get 4 weeks free if I do a good job. Work lets me stay the whole summer, but I can't.
Okay.
And I won't be here on your birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're going to be...
I'll be camping.
You'll be camping, yes. So that's okay. I'll excuse that.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll call me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Camp is fun.
Yeah, it is.
Have you been?
Yes, I have.
Have you been as a LIT or a CIT?
Nope.
So just listen to your
CIT next year.
Listen to your senior counselors, because I will tell you right now, your one of your leaders, your leader advisors, Caitlin, was my CIT.
Oh, Caitlin,
yeah. She was my CIT. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Poor girl. Poor girl. She was constantly chasing, like, Blair and
stuff like that.
Constantly chasing them around because I wasn't doing it. best birth control ever. So, yes, make sure you listen to your senior and your junior, you know, counselors. Okay.
Okay. Just do a good job.
You're going to have a great time.
Be everything you can be.
I want to go on a plane. I want to go to Florida. That's your fault. I've never been on a plane. Not mine. Your fault.
Okay.
Listen, I didn't get on a plane until I was 19.
Let's just blame Leisha for just one more thing. Thanks, Tyler, because I haven't been blamed for enough in my life.
I can't book myself.
No, you can't.
A plane trip. No. I'm not old enough.
Not for nothing.
Not for nothing.
I'm not the only one to blame. You can blame your father for that one, too. You think I'm the only one? Your father can take
me
too.
My papa will take me to Florida. How about that?
Where are you going in Florida?
Oh, I never thought about that yet. Oh, wait.
Go see Darcy.
Disney World.
Disney World. Excuse me.
There is a difference.
Okay. Disneyland is a land. The world's bigger than land.
We are at an hour and 2 minutes.
Ooh.
I mean, dude, that's like... Joey's not even here. Usually we go our longest.
Turned us off yet, but listen, Tyler has been entertaining, so I think people are going to stick through the whole entire podcast because Tyler's coming through. You know what? You should preface it in the beginning in your notes that says, "Stay to the end. Tyler is on a roll." Or I'll, you know, well,
Tyler.
So we're
like,
doing this. We can do this.
Yes.
All right.
I would love to hear that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to move the swedge out of my way. I'm going to continue.
All right. So,
you out.
Tyler, thank you for joining us tonight.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, you're in the other room.
But I mean, for most of it. I mean, then.
You were here for a lot of it.
And then the technology came through. I'm like, oh, God. She doesn't know how to do technology.
Are you embarrassed by it?
Are you embarrassed by me, Tyler?
When it comes to her technology?
More mom papa than you. Because mom papa, like, how do you put this CD in?
Listen,
how do you open this DVR thing?
They're 70. Back in when they were children or your age,
they didn't even have television.
They were 70.
There was no
how do you
TV.
Open this DVD?
You can't blame them for that. They didn't even have television when you were a child, when they were children. They weren't, seriously.
Yeah.
Well,
and Papa's going to be 73.
And most adults, like, Dad does not, I have to tell him how to shut my TV off. By going up to it, just going up to it, and just turning it off and on from the side. Like,
buttons are hard.
Like Dad just, like, I remember where it is, so I'm just...
I know where it is.
Yeah.
Because when you go fall asleep, I turn it off.
Yeah, but you take forever to do it. You're like,
but you're supposed to be sleeping, so how would you know if it took me forever to do it?
Oh. I know this when the TV shuts off.
Oh, right. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Continue.
Are you gonna close us out? So that's all for Alicia Unleashed, episode 28. Stay tuned for episode 29.
That's all, folks.